Last time on Tales from Cellblock 18, Lena discovered that clerics can revive people right before the monastery was attacked by a bunch of demented angels led by Sabathiel, which is where we left off at the beginning of the fight. Now let's head on over to hear how they fare.
We are now, it is its turn, so it's going to take an attack at Lena, because it's right, oh no, right, I have the whole thing to decide how it's, who it's going to attack. It's going to attack Steve T.
Because can't you use a superiority die to re-roll?
Depending on your, like, piece of shit.
Yeah.
So it's going to take
its... You can use them for anything based on your boss.
Two attacks at Steve T, and... That's got...
All I ever use the luck points for is fucking when I need to do, like, succeed on performance checks and
does
shit.
A,
or gambling.
Yeah, I never use it on fucking battle.
19 and a dirty 20. Ooh. Either one of those hit.
19 does not, 20 does.
Okay, 20 does.
God damn, you're so hard to hit.
On County Dodge.
Whatever, man. So I'll do the, actual, like, slashing damage first, because it also does other damage.
So I'm gonna dodge all that shit.
You don't dodge the other damage.
Dodge the poison inside my veins. They dodge. Veins are blue. I'm that fucking fast.
22 points, half to 11.
Not bad.
And then.
And then. And then.
No, and then. No.
Then, as a radiant damage comes over you.
And then.
10, 15, 23,
26
points of radiant damage.
Jesus.
Holy Christ. 37 points of fucking damage after you're on Kenny Dodge. I'm staying the fuck away from this guy.
So now it's your guys' turn because it's the only thing attacking you guys.
Go forth, my arrows.
You just hit that.
Go forth. I'm fly my arrows.
I'm gonna try the savings throw again.
Alright.
Of the wisdom.
Okay.
If I disarm him, you won't have that radiant damage, right?
It depends.
It's, yeah, it's,
and then we're keeping his. I'm keeping that weapon. You gotta get a hold of it first. He's smacking things around.
Throw it in your garbage bag of holding.
Garbage bag. Hefty bag of holding.
Rolls
when,
a.
When did Steve insert?
Roll a 14.
Alright, I'm using guys. Drop our bag of holding and do not touch it.
Okay.
Nice. I like
oh!
That. That's fucking clever.
Save the bag.
That's what and then when I disarm him, I'm throwing his weapon in it.
The actual bag of holding, not the garbage bag of holding.
Not the hefty bag of holding that I have currently.
The paper bag of holding.
The paper bag of holding, the bum bag of holding. It just has holding on it.
In crayon.
Spelled wrong.
H-O-O-D.
Only thing is, though, guys, have a 1 minute casting time. So it takes you 1 minute to cast it.
Okay.
So it'd be 10 rounds.
Hopefully he's dead. 10
well, no, it takes 10 minutes to cast the spell. Like a minute to cast it, so it doesn't be a minute before.
If this
you...
lasts that long, that might be perfect.
Well, no, I'm just saying it take a minute before the spell even happens. It takes a minute for the spell
even
happen.
That's what I mean. It might come in clutch later.
Could knock him out if we. Well, I guess if we knock him out, then it doesn't matter. But
yeah, but hey, that
rounds.
Might be, that might save us fucking down the road.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Does he have to maintain concentration the whole time? I don't think.
Yeah, because he can't be interrupted while casting spell.
Fucking hell. Okay.
So after like 10 rounds, then this takes... we'll go, since you rolled... We've already done... Well, this will be second round, so we have 8 more rounds. Okay. And if this battle still lasts 8 rounds... He is charmed. And then he'll do that. So you got 8 rounds to get this whole thing up. I think it... We have this too, so...
It's sleepy time.
That's kind of the back of it. I think it restarted.
It looks like it did.
This is bullshit.
I was restarted
ass.
But yeah, that's what we'll do.
For it.
We'll just do 8 rounds. And if it's still going in 8 rounds, charmed, boom. What you said. Because I failed it. And then... you know, I realized after he has mad, he does have advantage, but fuck it. Already rolled. Already said he failed it. So make it a retcon. Nice. We'll just do this. He has 8 rounds to. You guys have 8 rounds to. He has 8 rounds to kill you guys.
While he's mulling over whether or not he wants to drop shit, I did land with one arrow.
Okay.
20.
All right, that hits.
For. Oh, roll that. Sorry. 13 damage. My other attack missed.
All
right. I hit Steve T with a heal. For 19.
Word.
Nice. And then my bonus action for heat metal. So you got to roll again.
Okay, roll icon.
All of us here, we fucking have a shocker. It's like 3 of us, not so much.
That doesn't save.
Alright,
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah, I get disadvantage on that. Yeah, let's get disadvantage.
The balls are hot.
He can't take the armor off. So,
so you take the damage, though, right?
Yeah,
so you take the damage of 15.
Okay, so minus 15.
Yep, word.
All right.
And he's on, now he's getting disadvantage.
All right.
And his balls are hot. His balls are so hot. His balls are hot.
I'm going to plug this thing in so we can make sure we have that.
I'll just take that. Fuck it.
All right. I guess Steve's going to go fucking hit the son of a bitch. Is it like that guy at the MMA fight? 16.
Grab his dick and twist it. Oh my god.
16 and 23.
The 23 hits, 16 misses.
All right. So, did you add your heat, your
perfect
health points?
Yes, I had. All right. Thank you.
So, I'm also not going to attack you, A-Wall, because you know, I feel like that would be me metagaming it that he's attacking me.
For 22 damage, and he's got a roll at 17. I'm going to try one more time. DC 17 strength.
Rolls a 17 on the dice.
So what's that even mean? Does that mean
pass? He passes. Because he has a plus 7, yeah. So it'd be 24. So just the 17 itself.
Oh. That'd have been great. Disarm him. Keep his weapon.
I'm just unplugging this laptop.
See, you guys start thinking outside the box. Like all this stuff, and you're like, okay, dodge.
That's all I got. I'm like scrolling down. There's like 2 more pages of shit Steve can do. All I ever do is uncanny dodge.
Yeah, it's fine.
I could punch him different places.
So I actually do tons of different shit. I just never do any of it.
Anyone have any? You did that. He did that. So now it's this guy's turn.
I can punch him.
Oh, yeah. You still can punch. Oh, yeah. There's a lot going on.
I know.
Two maneuvers.
Laptop decided it wanted to restart for no reason.
What maneuvers did I choose?
22, 19.
I don't remember.
They both hit. 19's its AC. You guys have hit it enough. And missed enough.
And 23.
All hits. Now it's this guy.
I punch him. I tag him 3 times, and then I wink at him since I whiffed so hard the last time.
All right, so he's just gonna attack you.
I don't care.
Why not?
He gets
disadvantaged with this. This is for the first attack. Takes the lowest. Luckily, because I rolled a nat 20 with the things, but I'm assuming a 25 though hits. Thank God for the disadvantage because it's not a nat 20. That's a lot of doubling. All right, and the second attack towards you, a 15 is going to miss. So we're at the first attack. All right. First attack, which is a slashing, 6, 7, 12, 19 points of slashing damage.
Okay, you gotcha.
Oh, yeah, I forgot you had that now. So you don't? I thought you did. You have invasion, that's what you do have. Okay, and then for the radiant damage, which you do take half of,
yep.
If I remember correctly.
Yep.
29, half to 14. And that's that guy's turn.
Did I take any damage?
No, I just attacked Lena, because Lena did the last attack, so I said, fuck it. You guys are up, so that's another. So now we're in the third round. Yeah.
Incoming arrows, 20 and 22 to hit.
They both hit. You just got to roll above a 19. 19 or above.
Total?
21 damage.
Okay.
We're gonna get you sharper arrows.
Dude, I do not do a lot of damage. I can usually hit, but it's not gonna do a lot.
Every little bit matters.
That's true. You guys got some minions you need taken care of? I'm underground.
You need a bunch of burlap sacks sewed in to make a really big one?
Yeah, some burlap sacks.
You got it.
Two hits.
28 points damage. Okay. You want me to stab it a couple times?
No, that was stupid. It's 33. I didn't add the first time. I'm sorry.
So 33 total.
Yeah.
Not 28.
No.
Okay.
Because I'm stupid.
And math. I'm going with the gut buster first.
Yeah,
but
then I guess we're just gonna attack, motherfucker.
Alright.
Math's not strong with this one. The math is not strong with this one. Sorry.
And I'm missing both times.
Okay. Shit. So, does Sam have anything?
Hit him with the bagpipes.
Just whack him.
Those would have reset your bagpipes. I don't know, but they do. They did reset every morning.
Dude, just reload.
It's like a magical.
As the sun crests.
It's a magical missile.
Little elves come in and just reload.
Pretty much. Yeah. And if you happen to wake up in the middle of the night, they'd be there. They'd stuff in it.
Fucking it.
Stuffing it.
That's how they stuff in it.
Yep.
Same thing.
That is how. Not with a rod or anything, but with their rod. It might not be huge or anything, but it's mighty.
It's the rod of healing.
Yeah. It's mighty. Oh, you have that heat metal still, so.
Dissonant whispers.
Okay.
You gotta make a wisdom 17 save.
That's disadvantage for saving throws, or is it just checks?
That's your check.
Oh, it's just disadvantage on checks.
That's your save.
Well, no, with the heat metal.
Oh, no.
Yeah, with the heat metal, I think, because the disadvantage on attacks. I don't know if it said checks or saving throws or...
Well, I'm going to go to that,
that way.
So when you whisper it out, your balls are still hot.
Because that would be...
Just disrobe that armor, you're going to be all right.
Take that armor off.
Attack rolls and little checks until the start of your next turn.
Okay, so it's just...
Yeah. I can do that with a bonus throw.
All right, so
that's why I said dissonant whispers.
All right, what do I got to...
You learned two maneuvers?
17.
I don't know what maneuvers I learned.
To the Battlemaster Archetype.
Oh, it's going to miss with a 15.
What's nice about dissonant whispers is even if
you choose,
even if you save, you still take damage, you take half.
I take a full.
Right.
That's what that looks like.
A full 23.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to help.
Alright. So now it's you whispered something. And you whispered yourself, but it hears it full. It hears it loud and like no, you know.
For liberty.
Yeah. I don't know why you have that, but I don't think you should.
As he reaches down towards the dead, covers it up a little bit. So now it's Sabathiel's turn.
Unless there's something I'm missing, but I don't think you're supposed to have that.
Did you do the heat metal damage or?
Because
I broke concentration.
Okay, so heat metal ends.
Yeah, heat metal ends. I broke concentration.
Okay, so now it's going to take its two really attacks cool. at Lena again. Get to my roll. It's going to miss with the one, but it's the one that goes a 17, but it rolls a 26 on the other. So this is half because you hit the old gut buster.
Everything's half.
Everything's half now for you. Six, 7, 11, 18, half to 9 for 9 slashing. And then 14 radiant.
Is disadvantage on saving throws?
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
Okay.
Concentration.
Ah, damn.
And it's now your guys' turn. You guys are up.
Send some arrows up.
As Abel's still over there that's muttering away for his spell, knowing that once he completes, if he has time, if you guys give him the time, that it's going to it's gonna happen. So.
Or we just kill this motherfucker.
Either way.
I hope I'm the one to do it. Because I'm going to smother him with the fucking hefty bag of holding. Maybe like when fucking Randy kills Winnie the Pooh himself.
Alright.
You shoot him?
Yeah, but I'm also going to try ensnaring Strike first as my bonus action. So if I hit, he'd have to make a strength saving throw to be restrained by magical vines until the spell ends, which is a minute. Let's try that.
This dude's getting so many saving throws. Log at him.
We're just a nat 20 is going to hit for 30.
Oh, my lanta.
So you hit with a nat 20, so you'll double the damage.
Okay.
And he's ensnared.
And then my second attack is 23.
It also hits.
Okay, so that's good.
Well, what do I get to roll for the ensnaring strike? Like
that's
doubled.
Probably a strength.
Doubled.
It is a strength saving throw, but it's a 13.
And it's doubled because he's
not.
No, it's not doubled.
It's the 20.
It's not. He does double the damage.
He has like a plus 7 or something.
Yeah, he rolled a 15 on the dice.
Oh, yeah,
all right. So you don't ensnare him, but you do double the damage. Like, it hurts.
Yeah.
You hit him in the left testicle. You hit his left nut.
And it's already charred.
Yeah.
You hit his left nut.
It is definitely charred.
You hit his left nut. His left
nut. You're still whispering mean things. He's very mean spirited, this guy. He's mean spirited that one, right?
So that shriveled away. We're just going to go for damage, I guess.
Yeah.
Don't
click
that. Man, this is looking good.
Pile it on.
31 total damage.
Nice.
Okay.
That's like the best I can possibly do. That's me and my A game, guys. So don't expect that again.
Hmm? Me or you?
Don't matter. I'll be parching.
18.
Misses.
21.
That hits.
For 9. For 21.
21. Alright, so you do 21, you pretty much, let's say you took a couple pop shots with a pistol.
So, I'm going to try a Frosted Ale, so I get 1d12 health, and then I get all kinds of chili, which I appreciate.
Yeah.
And then I do an extra 2d6 cold damage anytime I hit him.
There you go.
Boom! 12. Because I'm getting my ass kicked. And then, try to punch him.
I can't believe I lost that fucking pyramid team.
Nope. Sorry.
You're like, yeah, right there, it's that one.
I missed him.
Alright, so, secrets. The Frosted Ale kind of makes you, like, once the coldest, like, you feel a little rejuvenated, you feel stiff. Like, you're stiff, so you're not swinging with this. Like, you don't miss them because the thing's right in front of you. But you hit them, but you're just doing, like, you're not hitting with your full force because you're stiff from the Frosted Ale. But, anybody else have any?
I run around behind Lita. Put my hand on her back and cast Death Ward.
There you go. And,
because I have to touch to be able to do it, so.
Yeah, that's it.
You can touch me anytime.
So it's now going to take. Guess we're going to do an attack at Steve T and a attack at Lena.
Okay.
It's going to hit both you guys with a 26 and a 24. Oof. So we'll do Lena first.
Dodged.
11, 13. 16 half to 8.
I uncannily got a didn't have that damage.
5, 10, 13, 17.
Steve's dodging.
Half to 8.
What was it?
8 for the radiant and. I don't remember what else to do. Let's go also 8 for the. It wasn't much. It was like 8 for the slashing. So.
And since I'm supposed to do 2d6
cold. Yeah, it was. Yeah.
2d6 cold damage to anybody I touch. When he hits me, does that count as me touching him?
But he uses his sword, so his sword's touching you. He's not like using his fists. So it's.
I had to try.
Hey, it doesn't hurt. What's the worst thing I can say to you? No.
You're dead.
What are you, a fucking Christmas officer?
Yeah.
Trying to spin me?
Now the attack towards Steve T.
Dodged.
12.
So uncannily dodged.
I just fucking unbelievable.
13 slashing.
Halved.
2, 6.
6.
You're such a generous DF, though.
I round down instead of rounding up. Sometimes I round up, sometimes I round down. It depends on the mood I'm feeling. Now, this is not halved.
No.
11, 18, 22,
26. Whoa, wow.
28 radiant damage as it swings at. You think you're going to feel like you're not going to get much of this because, like, Lena didn't take, seem to take that much. But you felt it was a blinding light. And it's.
That's a wheel. You can
just. Every time,
oh my god,
this radiant damage is, I don't know, this radiant damage, it's, you feel like you're sobering up.
Holy shit, I haven't felt that in a minute.
Oh,
you're like sobering up with every strike, this, like, the radiant damage against you, so
you're feeling that's more sober. Pissed off.
If you take like another 30 points of radiant damage, you're gonna be completely sober and you're gonna get disadvantage on your attack, so
I'll be back in the hefty bag of holding in no time.
But
as a bonus action, I do a bump.
Steve does a ripper. Gets a bonus attack. He gets 7 attacks, but they're all at disadvantage. He's flailing.
I'll piecemeal these in. This thing's dying, so. Because this is like an Air 2 iPad. Yeah. So it's like pretty old. Yeah. So it's like dying, even though it's plugged in, charged.
Oh no.
It's slow, dying slower. But, alright, but either way, we have this back now, so.
Is that thing running?
It's running. It just, it decided it wanted to restart and do updates in the middle of a podcast. It doesn't care that we're the 9th best fucking prisoner officer podcast, formerly the 6th best, now we're the 9th, but.
Fucking what, Microsoft.
Who cares? You know.
It's the man. It's the man coming out against us.
The NSA.
Yeah.
It's Google trying to fucking limit our reach.
Pretty much, probably.
That's because I'm gonna get them in on Notch Pharmaceutical International. Google's gonna buy it.
So now,
just move it to Ukraine. Buy my butt.
You guys are up. You're up. It's attacks to you guys.
Heal Steve T for 21 points of damage.
Woo!
So now you need another 50 points of radiant damage to you before you get sobered up.
19.
You get healed with drugs.
Wait, what was it?
21. That's how, like,
you get healed.
Really, he's like putting fentanyl patches on you.
Yes.
As you're putting these fentanyl patches, that's how you, that's what it is. That's what he's taking them out and he's putting fentanyl patches on you. That is healing you up.
As long as it works. Does 19 hit?
19 literally just hits. Yeah,
so. Bardic inspiration on that.
Oh.
I can't add it to my damage roll, right?
No, it's just to, like, attack and.
Next time. 11 damage on one hit. We're doing stuff. 11
damage. Okay.
Chipping away, baby.
The one banged off his super hot armor and the other one hit him in the neck.
Every little bit counts.
Chipping away.
He's about 300 less health than he had before.
Yay.
Oh, no, the attack is, like, on the, it's not damage.
Oh.
It's his all attack. Right. It's, like, when you roll it, for the 19. If he would have rolled an 18, he could have rolled it and would have. But the 19, it hits. CT going?
Yeah. I'm in. Steve's up.
Go.
Nope. Steve's not doing shit.
Okay. So, like, your rapier just glances off of its.
The hot armor.
It's armor's no longer hot.
Yeah, but we like calling it hot.
It's hot armor.
It's, we like calling it. It's meaty cock.
It's hot. It's meaty. It's got meaty's like,
penis.
It's got like pictures. It got pictures of Paris Hilton on it. It's that hot.
Yeah.
Really?
That's wow. Where we went.
What is this, 2002?
She's still got it.
20? Oh, I know why. I was looking at
wrapping giant legs right around my head.
Like, yes.
Like, you have to pull my hair while I'm going in. Yes.
Look at
that, 21. I'm trying to eat something.
So you go, here, hold this for me.
Dinner served.
Fucking dogs be biting my ankles. Fucking dogs biting my balls and trying to eat pussy here, bitch.
Just stand up. It's a rage.
My balls are on the way to the ground in Hillary.
Got her.
Just swinging on a big old bag.
The bag of holding.
The bag of holding.
The bag of holding. It's holding two balls.
It's holding two balls.
Unless you keep track of that one.
Analyst bag.
85.
85?
Holy Christ.
Woo!
Jesus. Where was that?
Fuck you, Steve. And the last one is a stunning strike. So he has to beat a DC 15 save.
Oh,
there
we go.
Not full 20.
Oh, fuck
I'm
him.
Not gonna add the. I think it's like. I don't know what it is.
I'd have to add like back 20s and shit to get that high of a hit.
What?
Don't care. Still look pretty.
That's fucking amazing.
And yeah, you healed.
Don't forget, we're out of time
yeah.
here.
Okay, yeah, you healed. So you guys go, so it's turn again. It's going to take both hacks at Lena, because Lena fucked it up. So now it wants to, you know. 23 and a
21. My AC is 21.
Okay, so the first attack, which is...
What the fuck's that? 13,
I'm probably going down.
Uh-oh.
14, 21.
Well, I mean, besides
half that. To 10. And then your Radiant.
Just give me the number.
15, 16, 23.
Stop counting.
Well, no, this is halved. This is 23. 27. Half to 13.
I didn't remember the first one.
10. 10. So 23 total.
So both of them?
Yeah.
Total.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank God.
You're hanging on?
Yep.
Yeah, 23 total. Oh, no, that was just the first attack, I remember.
Yeah, say, I played the finals on that one.
Yeah.
I'm going, did say, if it wasn't for the death ward, I'd be going down.
7, 8, 12, 19, half to 9.
If it's more than 18, three.
It is more, because it's going to be half to 9 for the Radiant.
What's death ward do?
I think you come back to 1 health.
Come back to 1 health.
So,
anything that would have been fatal damage, you automatically go back to 1 health.
Alright, so you take that second strike, and you feel yourself start, everything start going black. But you come back and you're not out. You're not feeling good, but you're not out. And it is now your guys' turn, because that's his turn. And you guys are up.
Good God.
I'm going to punch him again, but I'm going to start with a potion.
Finally, reached the point where it's starting to charge instead of dying.
Yay!
Yay! Yeah. There was much rejoicing.
Yeah.
Yay!
Because it was at 17% left. Now it's at 18. So
let's not go to Camelot. It is a silly place. Did.
I missed him.
Okay. You healed though, so I guess that's really what matters.
Well, it don't matter. It's only I only have 16.
I would really like to heal you, buddy. I'm just...
I know, you're just in the fucking zone.
Just over there. Zoned out. Just fucking
concentrating.
Almost there.
Almost. Literally, after this round, two more rounds. And it's going to be at the start of the 10th round, we're going to say, so... And I don't see him killing...
20.
Especially because the fact that I've just made it my own.
I hit it once for 26.
26.
I don't have any. I have no potions of healing.
Should I use them all?
Yep, I think so. Well, we're going on these attacks. Sucks. I missed. Oh no, yeah, I missed both my fucking attacks. God damn it. Oh, I can't retroactively use those. God damn it.
I forgot about the Bardic Inspiration.
You can. I don't really care. You can use it for one of the attacks. You know what? Because I said so. It's my game. I'll do what I want.
It's our podcast. Right. I got a hit. 21.
You hit. You do damage to it.
Yay!
It's my game I'm running, and it's...
What did you guys do? What did you do?
Pretty much charms.
Yeah. For 9 total damage.
And also, it's always psychic damage or something.
He's only got 1,000 fucking hit points.
Yeah.
He tries to go against it.
But,
his dick will fly off.
Did you do anything?
No. Thinking.
But,
you guys already went?
I won.
I'm done. Yeah.
He tizzled.
We're in the 8th round?
Yeah. So pretty much you got one more round and then literally the next round. So it's got one more round to kill everybody, and obviously he only has 2 attacks, so he's not doing that.
Heal Lena for 16.
Nice. Huzzah. And there was much rejoicing. So much rejoicing.
That's
and they feasted on the breakfast cereals. And
so now, your guys' turn. So for the... last round, it is going to attack Steve.
Fuck you.
It's going to miss with one of them because it rolls a 2, so it should be the 14, but it's going to hit you with a 26. For the next
Jesus. Good God.
So for the one that this is the damage, this is the slashing. 6, 8, 11, 18 points to 9. And then the radiant, which is not half.
I like how you're going to point this out.
I got to. 10, 11, 12, 18. 21 radiant damage to you.
So 30 fucking damage.
Oof.
And you guys are up. And it is a 10th, so it's failed. We're going to... roll. If it rolls a 1 through a 10, he's going to try to resist it, but 11 through 20, he goes with it. Okay. He's going to resist it so that he'll take the psychic. Does he still do it, or he just resist it? If he decides to resist it, does he just take the damage and then that's it? Or
Let's see.
There's no point, because he rolled a 13, so he's going to just drop. He just takes his hand and he just rips the bag of holding off his waist and just drops to the ground.
Nice.
Now the bag of holding is on the ground.
Steve disengages.
Don't you disengage. Let me go get it.
It's a bonus move for me.
You don't really have to disengage.
And Steve does a fucking ninja roll and grabs that fucking bag of holding.
You're a ninja roll.
Oh,
roll a...
You had to fucking open your mouth.
Just roll a
d20. That one.
Acrobatics
to see if
no. I'm using my acrobatics. I just roll a regular. Wait, why is it loading? Wait, I go back.
Oh my god.
Oh, I'm back in. Everybody chill the fuck out.
Roll your nat 20.
Is it an actions?
Skills.
Acrobatics. You said this thing was a fucking
alphabetical
order.
It's an alphabetical order, something.
It's not.
It is.
It's supposed to be.
Skills.
Oh, there it is.
It's totally an
alphabetical
order. We forgot you can't read.
How about a 29?
Okay, so you're able to definitely
you
roll
executed
through
the
and
roll.
Grab it. You executed the roll, which was unneeded, but it looks cool. It looks cool. If this was like a TV show, it'd look cool. But so you roll through and you're there. And now, are you keep moving or are you just disengaging?
I did a ninja roll.
You didn't need to disengage because you're within melee range of it.
Well, ninja roll, I grabbed the bag of holding and now I'm behind him.
Okay, so are you staying within melee range or are you running away? Which would then involve you disengaging.
I'm staying in melee range.
Okay, so you're...
Make him take it from you.
All right.
Get him from behind.
Which he already did.
I'm going to reach around and get him taken from him.
So that's your turn.
Where their vast numbers won't count for shit.
That's my bonus action.
That's your turn.
That's your action. Yeah, that's done.
If you would have just bent down and picked it up, it would have been your bonus action.
You had the ninja roll.
But you decided you wanted to do a little roll.
I did the roll.
But
like
you're behind it now. It's fine.
How do you know I didn't roll?
So
how do you know I didn't fucking roll?
I got nothing. So
you guys have all seen Steve T roll and grab the bag.
Does he look shocked at the roll? I bet he does. I bet he looks so fucking impressed by that roll.
Looks very unimpressed.
I'm still attacking him.
Is it getting smaller as we're beating him?
14 damage just because I said fuck it. Shoot him.
As soon as he grabbed the bag, I did Janet Jackson. I will always want you. When do you start? Starts playing out of nowhere. Touching reunion between him and his bag.
He gets a check. Puts in that bag, coming out looking like fucking abominable snowman. Trying to sober Steve off. How dare you? He's like Popeye the Sailor Man.
Now he's eating those fentanyl patches out of
I know people used to do that.
Yeah.
Use fentanyl patches. They didn't. They weren't their used ones.
No, they're never their own. Oh, Jesus. All
right. Oh, we still got to beat this guy up.
I never went that far.
So you got your bag. Congratulations.
24. Not 20.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's it.
That's the face of
face of the cocaine.
You come out the white face.
I still have the hefty bag of holding on my other side.
It's got 300 gold in it.
Sorry,
290 gold in it.
And those scimitars.
It's got all spoken out of it.
Got fucking all the out of there.
They give me gifts for the hobos.
We're melted into a shield.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We do need a shield.
So you can fucking throw in a shield.
A returnable shield that always comes back. I am America.
You did your thing. You attacked.
Man.
You did your thing.
You casted the effective thing to make the guy drop. So pretty much Abel, Lena, and, you know, everyone's effective but Steve T.
I've been here the whole time.
I'm surprised you didn't run off and hide.
No, I
like
didn't.
Like you did the last time.
That was hilarious.
Like you did the last time.
Yep.
I'm in the crowd. What the fuck are you doing?
The whole time you were in the crowd.
I was trying to make an uprising from the crowd. It looked like Haiti.
They're
fucking machete fighting and eating each other. Shittle.
I looked and pretty much the only thing
Democrats came out defending it I guess it ain't that nice. It's a shithole.
I guess it is a fucking shithole.
Try by a fucking cannibal like barbecue.
Pretty much it looks like this spell's gonna last for 30 days unless Abel says ends it or
so he can never pick up the bag of holding.
He can never touch my holding head
or it's if like he would tell it like you can't issue a suicidal command. You can pretty much tell it to do whatever as long as it doesn't result in a certain death. So
how about an uncertain death?
What if you tell it to do something and then that event eventually leads to your death?
Well, as long as it doesn't lead to a certain death. You can't tell it to jump off a cliff to not fly or hang yourself.
What if he's like,
what if we got him to invest
like
in the not
pharmaceutical?
How much money does Sabathiel have?
You tell him to cut the rope.
I don't think Sabathiel looks like the type of guy that carries a lot of gold on him.
But what if he invested? Like, does he have like an IRA or something?
It doesn't look like he really takes like
retirement very seriously.
Gold's really not a thing to him. So.
I don't have to be drunk to tell him like, no, I don't do this.
He's like, wake up one morning. What the fuck?
So really,
what did I buy?
It seems like,
do I buy
the way I'm reading
table?
It, it's like you could.
I fucking bonds him off the emo.
The way I'm reading, he's not no longer. We're pretty much out of initiative right now after this. You know, if you want to do something, you can. If you guys want to keep being initiative and attack, because he can't do nothing. Because the way I'm reading it, he's charmed right now. And
so we can theoretically just beat him until he's dead?
Probably. I mean, I'm pretty sure. Maybe.
Because
it's not telling him to kill himself. It's just letting us kill him.
Steve Rifles.
I'm literally looking at charmed right now on D&D Beyond. According to the charmed effect, a charmed creature can attack the charmer or target the charmer. The harmful abilities are magic. And the charmerer has advantage on the blitz. Yep, I don't see anything that says you guys can pretty much do that right now.
We should take him out of the equation.
Way long until he dies.
So
make him come up with a new character.
In that case, yes. If that's what you guys want to do, we're just, instead of having you guys roll, because right now it might take a little bit, but he currently has 367 health, so it could be a little bit.
Oh God.
So we're just going to say, you guys pretty much do that. You guys
we just wail on him until our arms are sore.
Yes.
I found a stick.
You guys tire out, but he dies. You guys tell me how you do this. Tell me how you guys epically...
I ran out of arrows, broke a tree branch off, and just bashed his head until my arms couldn't move.
Steve jumped up over his head.
Steve, yes. Steve jumped up over his head and put the hefty bag of holding over.
Okay.
he's beating him in the head. Steve's holding a fucking garden. He's beating him in the head with a fucking branch and leaves hanging off of it.
All I can see is in the boys when they beat up Stormfront. Waffle fucking stomping her on the fucking ground.
Until he finally drops and stops moving. Fuck you.
Tie his shoelaces together. Hurry up. So we get his weapon now. We loot his weapon.
Take his armor.
We loot his armor.
Take all his shit. Fuck him.
We skin him.
We can skin him. Alright, what do I got?
Angel skin bag.
Angel wings gotta be worth something.
Yeah, we gotta
fucking selling that shit.
Right, what am I rolling to cut off his wings?
Just throw him in the bag of holding.
Just shot his head.
He doesn't fit in the bag of holding.
Oh yeah, I remember he gave me a limit on playing.
So like, his wings can.
I was arguing out of bulldozer and everyone. Steve has an ancient dwarven bulldozer. It's in the back.
His wings are coming off.
That's fine. Roll a... I gotta look at the checks. I don't even know. I don't even know what you have to roll for this.
Off like Angel's wings.
No.
I'm going to take one of the... After I get the wing, I'm taking a feather and put it in my hat.
Roll a...
stealth check.
That's not going to happen. Roll a medicine check.
Ooh. Oh, that's dirty.
Roll a medicine check.
Six.
What if I do it? Since I am an angel, I get advantage on it.
And I'll give you advantage on it.
I tried.
Because you try, you...
Oh, Steve walks up, gives it a look. It rolls an 18.
At least cut a feather off. That's all I want.
That's what you get. You get a feather.
I got an angel.
You get an angel feather. I'll give you that.
Thank you.
Go with whatever you got.
Alright, you get one angel wing off. The other one's between these guys trying to cut it off. They fucked it up. One of them's badly damaged and it's not worth it. It's not going to be able to do anything else.
So we got one pristine angel
wing. Yeah, one pristine angel wing. Okay. You got a great sword that I'll come up with something for it because you're not going to do the same damage that he does because it's not as big. It's
we should
down.
Let it do that and we give it to our cleric.
It's not to a 4d6 and then 5d8 radiant damage. Well, I'll figure it out. It might do 2d6 and then like...
Because then you could dual wield the hammer and the fucking...
2d, it's not going to happen. You can't dual wield a greatsword.
He's a strong motherfucker.
Fighters can.
He can't.
He's a cleric.
Can I mend the angel wing?
No, they damaged
it. Oh, now we're going
to
start.
They did too much damage to it.
What if I uncanny dodge?
Mending to me is more like small little things, you know, like... But no, mending, you're not going to be able to mend it.
What about the armor?
It's just regular breastplate armor. It's really not magical to it because it had no resist. It pretty much gives you... You guys are... You already have... It would give you resistance to non-magical. You already have that.
Well, we're sliding.
That's fine.
We're going to put it on Danica Patrick when we find her.
That's fine.
We need to get her back.
So, you guys all have this. You guys now have got the bag of holding.
Check it for the map pieces.
Rain like that.
That's what it sounded like. All the map pieces are in there. So,
it's
that. Good thing, but, good thing about the things we actually need.
Yeah, way to go.
Not just a fucking wig.
I figured we'd skip the whole banishment thing this time. We really need our shit. Those fucking
we skipped banishment and went straight to charm.
Yeah, good call, good call.
Alright. As you guys get all these map pieces, Lena actually, really quick, you guys can roll if you want, but
rolls them up.
It's moves. Really quick. you have a vision of a cave and loud shouting in your head saying, come. And then that's pretty much about it.
It's Kalima.
And then, and that's the end of the episode. Tonight's session of Tales from Sublog 18. Maybe this might push us back up to 6, maybe 5. But we are coming for the number one spot of the York County Sheriff's Office in South Carolina.
Coming for you with a
they're,
fucking hefty
they're
prisoner
podcast.
So
we got a hefty bag
was,
of
that,
holding.
That was a push-up brawl.
Yes.
Yes. If a boss battle can't do it, what else can?
Yeah, what else?
We killed the motherfucker with a garbage bag.
Yes.
And a tree branch.
And a tree branch.
The branch of truth.
Branch of truth.
I gotta make some more arrows, guys.
And the bag of
they
silence.
Magically appear back
in
the
silence.
The bag of silence.
The bag of silence.
I crossed out holy your old silence. Misspelled. Misspelled silence on
silence.
But
the bag of silence.
I don't know if you guys, I don't know if there might be a piece missing, but you know what? I'm saying fuck it. You guys got all the map pieces so you can put it together. And we'll figure it out from there.
Can I use mend on that?
Yes.
Yes.
Woo! We'll use mend.
We mended something.
You mend the mat pieces back together. I don't even know. I don't even know if it is all of them, but
that's close.
Oh, we need to get to the magical shop. I need that endless jar of ale.
Fuck you and that goddamn.
You also
jar.
You do have a cask of ale that's endless.
Yeah, break that bitch out. We're celebrating.
Oh man. Yeah, endless. Steve pulls out the whole furniture setup,
yeah.
The lamps.
Well, pretty much like
the
after,
whole, an angel.
After you've killed this guy, it's pretty much as
we light a fire over his body.
Everybody like. Also, it seems like the angels kind of like just
the Ewoks
disappear.
Show up and they start cheering.
Hey! Yeah. And the angels disappear. The angels just seem to
the Ewoks
disappear.
The
as you guys have done this, and like, there's a lot of like, a lot of clerics and monks have been killed. A lot of angels have been killed. Some just flee away, and. We'll figure out what's going on in the next session. When I, instead of, you know, the whole instead of 6 weeks of preparing, I just wait until 2 days before.
Naturally.
Yeah.
I did an outline on Wednesday, and then today I've literally spent this at all. You know.
That was good.
But,
alright.
Deuces.
Might be some tattoo relations, but who cares?
Damn,
that's why we're number 5, 6, 9.
9. 9.